Hello, everybody. It's me, Albie, your podcast host, and this is Roms or Baghdad, episode 217. Joining me today, we have Jake.
That's me, hello.
We have DJ.
Hi, I'm on the ground.
On the ground.
Front of the couch.
In the front of the couch. DJ. We have Mary in a chair.
Hello, yeah. I'm in the normal place.
I'm apparently in front of a green screen with a TV blasting in the background, singing Jingle Bells. The Jingle Bells. But it's sung by somebody I don't know. It's not, the singing is not particularly great, I'll be honest. We're back together again, folks. Four people, the podcast crew, has returned. We're alive again.
A Christmas miracle.
It is.
It's a Christmas miracle. Perfect. Excellent work, Mary. Well set, executed, and hit. Thank you. That was perfect. How's everybody been? Everybody been good?
Sleepy.
Sleepy.
That's fair.
So, Also sleepy. How's your, baby been doing? Is she on a good schedule yet?
Yes and no. We've started trying to do a schedule a little bit, but she's a week away from being 3 months old, and you apparently can't do it for real until they're 4 months old. But we started trying to do a bedtime. She has started sleeping in her crib at night, and so I can usually get 2 to 3 hours now where I can actually eat dinner. Maybe we'll watch an episode of Mandalorian. Maybe I can play some Yakuza 7. But that's about it. It's not really a real schedule still. We're trying to pay attention to wake windows and not letting her sleep more than 2 hours during the day to help encourage sleeping at night. But we still just try and go by whatever it seems like she needs still. So, yeah.
Wake windows?
Yeah, that's the thing you have to read about, apparently. Yeah, if you fuck up and let them stay awake too long, they will not do well.
Huh.
There you go. They get crazy. They start kicking their legs. They're overtired, but they won't go to sleep. It's a whole thing. Yeah.
Huh. I don't know, but I guess we're just lucking out right now because, between 2 to 4 hours, she wants food or will wake up for a diaper change. And thankfully, we, keep her up in the daytime so that almost always on schedule between 10 and midnight, she will have food and she will go to sleep. And then she has, three sleep windows. She always does. Thank God. I don't know why, but yeah, we're lucky for now.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's a big win.
When she hit 2 months old, she had a period where she wanted to stay awake all night, and that sucked.
God, yeah.
It was real bad, but that's over now, so.
Huh.
Yep, it's a lot of time doing baby stuff for me, so.
Yeah, same here, somewhat, but still doing stuff. Is Gary at work yet?
Yeah, he just started work this week, so that's been kind of getting used to that has been kind of hard because I had been staying up all night.
Right.
And I can't really do that anymore, so if I want any sleep whatsoever, I think we have it worked out now, hopefully.
Good. That's good.
It helps if my mom is here, though. It helps a whole lot.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you got a Christmas tree out of it, though, you said, so yeah.
Yes, yeah, we were able to go get a Christmas tree. We haven't been able to put up lights outside yet, because it rained yesterday when we were going to do it, but I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, we don't usually put lights out, but this year we figured, might as well, put a couple strings of lights out. Mainly because it's been, very warm, so, could just go out and do it without freezing to death.
We are, this is a new house, so, we're still buying stuff, we have a tree I'm staring at that's just bare, It's just got green. It's a fake tree, but it's just green. There's like nothing on it. And we're looking now for lights, and I feel like we're doing the bad thing where we're looking at camping gear in the middle of July. We're looking at big puffy jackets lights, right yeah. at winter. Yeah, we fucked up because uh-huh. lights are like double price yep. of what we expect. They're real bad right now.
Yeah. You gotta buy them summer. That's what we did.
We cheaped out and we did not buy LED lights because it's like $2 versus $30 wow. for not LEDs. So we have to go through and turn them all on and replace bulbs, and that sucks.
Right.
There's something to be said about some just incandescent Christmas yes. lights.
Yeah, I like the way they look. The colors, they're like not all RGB. Like, I just think of yeah. computer parts when I see LED Christmas lights.
Got them NeoPixels in my Christmas yep. tree.
Yeah.
yeah.
Shape it like the Overwatch logo.
It changes colors when I get kills in Call of Duty.
God.
Can you imagine if that was real?
We should market this. I mean, we should
technically do that.
It's not the worst idea.
Just get an RGB strip of whatever, hook it up to your motherboard.
Yep.
There has to be a streamer that has done that, has it like as fancy background scenery.
Gotta be one of those, what are they, stream things? The little stream pad. You can just, every time you get a kill or something like right. that, you press a little button on the stream thing and it changes the color of the lights outside.
Just hook into an API or something.
Most of that software probably has stuff yeah. like that for games.
Yeah, probably,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
There you go. Then you can have a picture-in-picture window of your house on the outside. It can change and do lots of cool
That's right. a bad idea.
Yeah, no, yeah.
yeah. Well, yeah, true. Forgot about the terrible.
Right. I list my gamer tag outside on my Christmas lights.
yeah, there you go.
Underneath it says, come at me, bro.
You're just saving Santa the work. He just looks up your gamer tag. He's like, oh, fuck this kid.
He's getting coal this year. I got these lights this year. They're pretty neat. They're pretty cheap on sale, like more than half off. I thought they were neat. We have those out in our tree out front. They look like icicles, and they just drip down. I like them a lot.
Yeah, I never love the icicle ones.
I never put up lights just because I don't live on the street. Like, my house is not facing the street, so.
Man, see, those are good for, like, $15. Like, that shit is kind of exactly what we want, but they cost, like, £40 here.
Wow. Yeah, I was lucky. I think I only got them for five. I think that was my...
Nice.
That was my big Black Friday purchase. Was
oh.
A bunch of Christmas lights. And then a week later, I bought a Quest, and then... Probably should have done those in an opposite order, but I did. So,
oh, you have the VR now. Is it yeah. the new one?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he got the new one.
Did you guys talk about it last week?
No, we did not.
Segue. Yeah, how is that thing?
Very good. I mean, I haven't received it yet.
Oh, okay, I was about to say.
I do not have it. I would have put it on.
God damn it!
It's not coming until 21st, I think.
Of December? What? Is there like a manufacture delay in America?
No, they're just back-ordered because the 64-gig model is $300, which is like nothing.
Mm-hmm. And there were some deals. There was one I saw on, I think at like 2 a.m. on Black Friday or something like that. That was like $25 off or something like that. And so, it was, you know, they've been... They're moving some stock on these things, it seems like. Also, there are commercials all the time when you're watching football, so.
That's who they need to sell it to, so.
Yeah, sure. Average Joe.
Right. Yeah. So I've come to request your best VR games at last.
Pinball Arcade, pinball. Is that the one? Well, I forget the actual title.
It's Stern Pinball Arcade.
Stern, yeah, something like that, yep.
Darn Pinball Arcade. Okay, I didn't even. That's a perfect game.
That's a perfect game. Isn't like Pinball FX 3 VR or something? Or is it a side thing you have to buy?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I can't remember now.
Because didn't Pinball FX get the partnership with Stern And now they're making Stern, or was it another?
It was Farsight Studios that got that Oculus deal.
I'm talking about pinball games in general. Wasn't there like Pinball FX got a new one? I swear, not a new one, but a brand.
I'm terrible, and I don't pay attention to Zen Studios because I don't like the way they makes do sense. Pinball. So
it's true.
What else, Jake? We're mostly asking you.
I mean,
Jake.
Beat Saber. I mean, Beat Saber.
Beat Saber, Boneworks, Alex, of course.
All right.
Space Pirate Trainer is fun, just for like one of the first things you play.
What's that? Smooth Locomotion. That's not the right word, but what is it on Steam?
What?
Smooth Walking, something like that.
Oh, Natural Locomotion?
Natural Locomotion.
Swing your hands.
Yeah, swing your hand.
I think you can also set it up to where you can use, like, Joy-Cons strapped to your legs. Yeah. Yep.
Huh.
Yeah, as if you're a baby and you can't handle smooth locomotion.
Wow.
Whoa, shots fired. VR shots fired.
My goodness, we're going to get so much hate mail.
There's a dumb indie game that I don't think has any more support, but I had a lot of fun playing it, called Batter Up. Like, it's cake-making game. It's actually, I've had a lot of fun, so, yeah.
Yeah, I just found a Nelly song called Batter Up, but I don't think that's the correct... Okay, there we go. Batter Up.
Huh. Recall. I'm sure you'll probably get Robo Recall as like part
free.
Of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's an Oculus exclusive. Then From Other Suns is really good as well. That's also an Oculus exclusive.
Right. Okay.
Can't wait. Quest stuff, I don't know specifically, but like Elite Dangerous is great. Whether that's like Quest specific, I don't know. I don't know if you can download it to your Quest and just play it in a field.
Also, yes,
Jake was going to say something.
I don't know what you're... I don't think that thing can run Elite Dangerous by itself.
Fair enough.
You don't know. I'm going to run all the games. Can't wait to play Resident Evil 7 in front of my house.
I'm not
in
even
the winter.
I'm not even going to get one for that aspect of it. Like, I do not give a shit that it can play games by itself. I don't care. I'm just going to hook it up.
Okay.
I'm just going to get a link cable and just run it off my PC.
Upgrades. Just an upgrade. Raw hardware upgrades. Yeah.
Because, technologically, it's got a better screen. It's got better lenses. It's got inside-out tracking that is actually worth a shit, apparently. Yeah.
You can push a button on the side.
Yeah, and it's
see
got
everything outside.
Does it got manual FOV spatial distance lens? Distancing?
No, it's not. It's not mechanical.
Still does that software.
It's software. The first one was mechanical, which was weird.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but the Quest 2, it's software only, but it goes up to 68.
Okay. And yeah. The other issue before was they didn't have the range.
Yeah, the Quest 1 went up to 60, or no, was it the Quest 1 or the Rift S? The Rift S only went up to 65 or something like that. And I can't do 65. 68's okay. Like, I've been playing VR games at 68, because normally I have it all cranked all the way up to 70. But I was like, okay, well, let's see what 68 looks like. It's fine.
I don't know what you're talking about, but all right.
The distance between your eyes.
It's an important thing.
It's a very important thing.
I'll figure it out.
When I went to my last eye exam, I was like, hey, what's my IPD? And they're like, 70. I was like, oh, it's like right on the very top end of it.
It is, yeah. I love the idea that Albie had no clue, and if we didn't talk about this, he would have just put it on some random fucking number.
It goes through that.
I would have selected
a
number.
The setup thing. It's like, hey, adjust this shit until this cross or whatever
looks right.
Looks right, yeah. So.
We'll see. I'm going to go blind, I guess. I'll put it on and go blind completely. It's going
to
be great.
But I don't know what else you want to play. Like, what?
Resident Evil 7. In a field outside of my house.
There's no VR. There's no VR support for that on PC.
We'll figure it out.
Good luck. Good luck getting that thing to work with the PlayStation.
I'm gonna run.
PS5. Just hard push it.
Just want to murder my wife in VR, folks. That's all I want to do.
Oh, God. I remember that.
It's a good moment. One of my best moments is murdering my wife. So, you know.
Take Didn't that you, as you like, will. Put an axe in her neck?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's fine. Yeah, she walked it off. She walked it off. I don't know. You know, rub a little dirt in it, walk it off. It's fine. She's fine. Everything's fine. What's her name again in that game? Something with an M. Mia? Mia?
I don't remember what Something her name like was. I'm bad.
I gotta finish that game before Cyberpunk. That's my goal for this week. Finish Resident Evil 7 before Cyberpunk. Good That's luck. My goal. I'm scared.
I think you're near the end, so it shouldn't take Wait, that really? Long. Yeah.
It's that short?
Apparently.
What? Oh, really?
I think you have one other big gameplay chunk, and then you're done.
Holy shit, is it really that short? Time to beat, let's see here. Holy shit, you're probably not wrong. What the fuck?
That's why all the game journalists loved it. Big That's slam true. Right there.
Super short.
Damn.
Yeah.
Rip them, Mary. Goodness. I mean, I like that game so much, I wanted more. But you're probably not wrong. That's unsettling. Okay. Cool. Well, enough about me. Let's talk about you, Kuza.
I'm glad I'm... Didn't miss these segues.
Jesus. Wait, Yakuza, well, I thought it was pretty smart. Yakuza, okay. Yakuza 7. Mary, you played a JRPG with men in the Yakuza gang. It's called a Like a Dragon.
40-year-olds, yeah, in a JRPG party.
Mary, I'm going to interrupt real quick. Is it Yakuza okay. or Yakuza?
Good question.
Thank you. That's excellent.
It's the second pronunciation.
Yakuza.
But if you're American, it's fine. Like, I don't...
Okay. Because whenever I'm going to say it out loud, I always pick, like, one or the other. And I'm never sure which one's right, but...
Probably both. Like, I don't think that one's wrong, right? Like, it's just...
Well, it's... Tomato, it's tomato. Sounds, like,
one sounds weird.
If potato, you're in potato. Japan and you say the first pronunciation, people look at you funny, but I don't... You can say karaoke. Like, I don't... I won't be like karaoke or whatever.
Is it really karaoke?
Yes.
What?
Just blew that out of mine.
I will get pissy if people say sake though instead of sake. I will.
Yeah. Well,
get
yeah.
Mad that one's easy that though. Like, come on.
Yeah, that's easy. It.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on. Now.
Fucking okay. So, I googled how to say Yakuza. Okay. It defaulted to British pronunciation, which is Yakuza, and then you can choose American pronunciation, which is Yakuza. it's Google's covered us both ways.
Just a Star Spangled Banner in the background, just playing lightly as he says it. That's great. Wonderful. oh, I gotta see this too. So, yeah, Jake, you played some Yakuza 7 also, didn't you? For your
I did, but I haven't gone back to it, though. So,
okay.
I want to get that game when it's cheaper and when I, like, have more money. Probably in January, because November, December is, like, Christmas buying zone. And we're still in that, like, phase of... Do we have any other shit that we forgot about the baby to buy? Like,
right.
So I'm assuming Mary has the same issue, but like, we got a Moses basket out of like a collection of things, like a cot, a Moses basket and shit to have her sleep in. But like, hauling that Moses basket up and down or from different rooms is stupid. So what you're seeing, like, over here is, like, a travel cot that we just decided to buy. It's going to last us, like, 4 years. So we just bought it. It has a baby feature, and it's just in our living room.
Yeah, so, we did the exact same thing. We got that, like, a week after she showed up. So, yep.
Yeah. So, like, doing that, we, like, extra clothing. We found, like, oh, these clothes with the poppers, fucking so much easier. to pull over her big fucking head. So, yeah. So, yeah, like, I will probably get you Yakuza January time.
Those games seem to go down in price pretty quick anyway, so, yeah. I was just, like, desperate for something new to play, though.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, I got it launch day, or maybe, like, the day after, and I've been playing it for, like, the past few weeks, and I'm only up to chapter 6 out of, like, 14 chapters, so...
Wow.
I haven't been able to play it that much, but now that she's starting to sleep a little bit more, I'm able to play it more. So I'm getting through it. I don't think I'm going to finish it before Cyberpunk is out, so that'll mess stuff up. But I just got it through Steam. I have it playing through the Steam Link, which is why there's a big old wire coming from
study.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I have the wire connection set up to the Steam Link because it was not doing great over Wi-Fi. I don't know why. It used to run great, but whatever. But yeah, so I've been playing that, and besides, like, Idolmaster on the phone, that's basically it so far. Like, that's all I've been able to work in. I installed Haven, which you'll talk about later, Albie, because it was on Game Pass, and that was really cool.
That is, yes.
Yeah. But yeah, the like Yakuza 7 is a ton of fun. I love all of the Dragon Quest homages in the game.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like if you're an actual Dragon Quest fan, you will see every single time they reference something from Dragon Quest. Like there are weapons that look specifically like Dragon Quest weapons. Instead of collecting mini medals, you're collecting Tojo Clan crests, and there's like a special shop vendor you turn those into, just like mini medals. Like you get access to the job system way later in the game than you probably should, just like Dragon Quest. It's a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it a whole lot.
There's like a whole game mechanic that is one big reference to another game.
And what's that?
I don't want to.
Oh.
Spoiler. I think I'm pretty sure Mary knows what I'm talking about.
Well, now I don't even. I can't even. Oh, yeah. No, I know. Yeah.
That one's a good one to just find on your own.
Right.
It's okay. Also very fun.
You'll find it anyways. Easy. You'll find it anyways. It's like you run across like right in the main story. So.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a different one. Because there's another thing that's just straight up ripping off another game. You get there's basically Mario Kart in the game.
What?
Yeah.
It's a Mia Mario? All
right.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'll quit talking in. Vague details. Vague.
Do it.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's like a Pokemon thing. Like, you meet a weird cracked-out like Professor Oak.
Yeah.
And he has you fight. That's like, funny. You collect types of bad guys in, like, a criminal dex. Like, this.
That's amazing.
And I'm pretty sure I have a screenshot of him saying, you got to catch them all. Like,
okay, yeah, there's a lot of good references.
Like, he brings out three bad guys. There's a red one, a blue one, and a green one. Yeah. That part is great. Yeah.
Just the red one and green. Here's Bulbasaur. He's he's a Grand Theft Auto. great. That's wonderful.
But yeah, I've been playing it so much, it started me on the road of like, hey, I'm having to feed the baby right now, so I can't actually play, so let me load up YouTube and watch this person walk through the same neighborhood in Yokohama so I can see the actual locations. Like,
that's cool.
It's Isezaki is the name of the neighborhood that they're set in. That Chinatown actually exists and looks very similar. They have a few landmarks that are actually in there. That shopping mall area actually exists. I found the takoyaki store that is in the game and in real life. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Like, the only thing that's kind of weird is that I remember playing the previous Yakuza games, I liked going into the Don Quixote stores because they have that theme song that plays in the store, and that's a lot of fun. And there's a Don Quixote in that same shopping mall area, and it's not in the game. And I'm like, why would you not put that there? Because that's fun.
I wonder if there's a licensing thing with that. Like, that's,
I'm pretty sure there is. Like, I think there's one in the very beginning of the game. You start out in Komurocho, in like the year 2000, and it's there. I don't know if I tried to go in or not during that segment, but it actually exists. But yeah, that was disappointing. I haven't been able to go to Don Quixote yet, and I love that place. But I'm finding it a lot of fun. It's definitely a real JRPG, which is great because I liked playing Yakuza for like the tourism effect, but now I like actually playing the game for real instead of just like, hey, I'll go in the Sega arcade, but shit, I got into another fight and I hate this battle system. I guess I'm going to mash buttons and use a whole bunch of health items because I suck at this battle system. And now, no, that is not an issue. I'm good at JRPGs, so I can actually play this game.
Yeah, it definitely seemed like, at least when I played Zero, it was like, I don't know, the battle system's fine, but you end up like doing the same thing over and over again, sort of. It sort of actually does work with a JRPG in a certain way. You're sort of doing the same attacks. But I think it keeps it more fresh with a JRPG, whereas like a, I don't know.
Yeah, like I'm crafting equipment, I'm upgrading equipment, like there's more systems that I enjoy than just like, oh, I have to put points into this stance to unlock a new skill or whatever. I don't know. I like JRPG style systems more, so
meh. And it seemed like, at least when I was watching Jake, like it was very smooth. Like you'd get into a fight and it's just like, all right, you're in it. It's just like you're right into it.
Doesn't take forever to load like a lot of JRPGs.
Yeah. Yep. So that's cool. I'll be curious to see what you guys think of the end of that game. I want to know where it goes. Does it tie in?
Tie in. At the rate that I play games, I won't be done with that for like 5 years.
Well,
yeah, I'm not sure when I'll finish it, especially since Cyberpunk is coming out this week, and I bet that'll distract me. But I don't know, maybe that'll suck to try and play with a baby around, and maybe I'll go back to Yakuza. We'll see. But yeah, I'm enjoying the story so far. Cool. They're setting up gang warfare, like there's all these different gangs that are trying to, one of the gangs set up the other gangs, and now a war has started. Da da da.
Gang war.
Like, yeah, exactly. So, it's fun so far. Cool. I'm enjoying it.
You upgraded your PC for Cyberpunk, didn't you, man?
Yes, I did. That's the other thing I will talk about.
Let me get
my full list.
Get?
Yeah. Okay. Main thing I needed to replace was the CPU. I had like an i5 that was ancient, and it sucked real bad. I now have a Ryzen 7 5800X.
Ooh.
Yeah, 8 cores.
8 16 threads. Core.
Yeah.
Threadripper.
It's way, way, way better. Maybe I can actually stream PC games now, too.
Oh.
I might test that later if I ever get a chance to stream again, maybe. But because of that, I had to get a new motherboard as well, too. Who cares about motherboards, really? I don't need a list.
Wow.
It's not that interesting. I also got some more RAM, so now I have 32 gigs of RAM, 3200 megahertz DDR4. But as part of assembling all this new stuff into the computer, the shitty thermal take fan that came with my case.
Oh, no.
I'll just show it off.
Ah!
This thing came off of it. Broke right off. It was making my case like vibrate like fucking crazy. And
it's basically a big rumble motor at that point.
Yes, I was like, what is going on? It was shaking my entire desk, and yeah, found out this little fin snapped off.
Turns out,
so now I need to get a new fan.
When a fin breaks on a 200 millimeter fan.
Yeah, this thing is fucking huge, too. Like, I'm not...
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, it's as big as my head. It's all dirty, so it needed to be replaced probably anyway, but whatever. It's a piece of junk, and now it's broken, so now I need to get a new fan. But it seems fine. I have other cooling solutions going on, so I'm not super worried about it. It's not getting hot. Yeah, my computer is all upgraded now. Now the preload for Cyberpunk starts Monday, so that's what I'm gonna buy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I'm gonna wait until just to make sure the reviews are good. I just want to wait until Thursday, and then I'll.
You know they're going to be great, right?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
And you might not want to wait until Thursday because the game is actually playable on Wednesday. There's a image graphic going around that shows like what time it's available. It's available at 9 p.m. my time, so I can actually get a lot of playtime in, hopefully.
6 o'clock my time. I get off work. Boom.
Bam, right.
I effectively get a day early because I would have to wait until after work.
That's so exciting. Cool. Very excited. Also, very excited. That's going to be good. Yeah, that's cool, though. Now you can ray trace, Mary.
I did. Yeah, I should say. I booted up Control and I can actually run ray tracing on high. And it works. It was like 15 to 20 frames when I tried to do that before, even though I have like a nicer graphics card. It's not like super great, but it's supposed to do ray tracing. And I was like, this is not playable, but now I can play that game. Wow. I was turning the ray tracing off and on, like looking at coffee cups and trash cans. And I was like, look.
Look at these trace rays.
Yeah. It's like, look, the coffee cup looks like it's actually sitting on the desk now instead of just like attached to it flatly. I don't know. It looks like, oh, look, the overhanging shadow from this desk is doing like what it's supposed to do on this trash can, on the shiny metal trash can. And it looked pretty neat. I hope Cyberpunk actually has good usage of ray tracing because I need to play another game that actually uses it.
Sees it, yeah.
They confirmed ray tracing on PC? I assume so, right?
I'm pretty sure. I will double check that. I assume so. Yeah, no, it's a new game. You would think like it would be on there. And also, I realized my CPU that I bought came with a code for Far Cry 6. So when that comes out in February, I guess I'll be able to play it.
That game comes out in February?
Yeah, probably not.
It got delayed. What? Yeah, it got delayed once already. I think it was supposed to come out, like, holiday. But, I'll have to wait for Chorizo, I guess. The little doggy.
Chorizo.
Remember the dog with the wheelchair legs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you forgot about Chorizo. Oh my goodness! Already?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He gone. Chorizo out of my mind.
Doesn't the fucking special edition have a statue of him? I hope it does. I seem to remember that.
My goodness! Look at his Chorizo. What an adorable dog! My goodness.
Okay, I looked up Cyberpunk and ray tracing. It does have ray tracing. There's a video showing it off, apparently too. So. Hooray.
Holy cow.
Chorizo is no cheeseburger, but he's pretty good still.
He's a good dog. It's a good dog. Hot take time. I think Watch Dogs the new Watch Dogs is bad. That's my hot take. Thank you.
Yeah, you and most of the internet.
Why?
I don't know. Just did not hit me. It ended up just being so.
Oh, you played some of it.
Oh, yeah, I played it on my stream.
I didn't know you had it, sorry.
Wow. I also played Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which I think is a better game. Other hot take.
Also, yeah, if I didn't have a baby, I would totally subscribe to like Uplay Plus right now because they have their three big new games out. So it would be neat to try all that stuff, but no, I'd rather play Yakuza.
What's their third game? Oh, Phoenix Rising. Which is getting good reviews, apparently. Like, people like that game, which is surprising.
Yeah. It's okay. I wouldn't pay full price for it, but...
yeah.
It's true. Okay, well, we'll move on from that to another showcase of technology. DJ, you have a Series X. An X? A Series X.
I assume I'm the only one living in the future out of all of us, right?
Wow, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. So...
Bro, I got a PC. Come on.
Like, my... Gary's mom asked if I wanted a PS5 for Christmas, and I was like,
wow,
kind of, but you don't have to get
good
me
luck
that.
Finding
that's
one.
Okay.
Yeah,
also that.
I really should be scalping some PlayStation 5s for my little Best Buy.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I should be doing. That's my life. So tell me about this Series X, Optics. What's the happening?
So I was always flip-flopping, and I eventually did that thing where, like I did with the PS4, after like 2 weeks after release, I was like, I'm not going to get a next-gen console. And then like 2 weeks after, I just bought into the PS4. Pretty much same thing with the Series X. Somewhat of the zeitgeist thing. If you guys were in the Discord, you probably saw me constantly talking like, what does the Series X do over the PS5? Which one should I get? Do I trust the fucking controller to be used on the PS5?
No.
Essentially it boiled down to I wanted Series X mostly because like it does more things, and I have 2.5 years of Game Pass anyway.
So it totally worked for you, their scheme.
Yeah, exactly. And one day, well, I knew like a box store called Argos over here was going to do a restock, but they just sent a tweet of like, wake up early because we're going to restock the Series X, but they never set a time. The baby just woke us up at 3 a.m. for a feed, and I was looking at like a cheap-ass gamer equivalent on the UK, hot UK deals. And they were like, shit's starting to restock, better get ready, better go and do this stuff, and then refresh and you can get one. And I did. It like came next day as well, which was really nice.
See, baby got your back, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's like the best thing the baby has ever done.
Wow!
Baby needs a cold twig.
They're going to save that clip for later.
Got a mortgage to pay.
I got a Series X. And the other thing is, when the baby came, like, going up to the third floor to try and do PC stuff was just nigh on impossible because it's the third floor, the baby's either second or first, and I couldn't need to be on hand, essentially. And like when I'm in the third floor, I can't really hear much. So I just lumbered the PC down to the living room, which is why I'm in the living room right now, because I haven't lumbered it back up yet. To play games like Rocket League and shit. Because spoilers, Rocket League is a pretty good game when you've got like a kid and you've got short window periods of playing games. And like the Series X has pretty much replaced everything I was doing on the PC. Game Pass is running, so pretty much every single game I was playing on the PC, I'm playing on the Series X. Rocket League, all I had to do was like sign in to my Epic account and link Xbox to that. And then like it just immediately kept all my info, including like the sound levels, because I had them way low on the PC. It just like brought that into Xbox as well. I only ever turn the PC on to, like, maybe type up something or when my wife is playing The Witness, because I don't have that on PC.
Right. Huh.
So yeah, like Series X has taken over everything there. It's just like it's better than my PC anyway. My PC needs an upgrade, so either I get a 3080 and then I have to upgrade the motherboard and then I have to upgrade the CPU and spend like £800, or I get this £400 thing which can do it all in one, plus 4K Blu-rays. Which my wife has never seen The Fast and the Furious, so I found like a box set of all of them 4K Blu-rays for like £25. I got it super lucky off eBay. So we just finished Too Fast, Too Furious yesterday, and that's real fun and terrible. Like the neon's extra pop.
Oh yeah, I bet, dude.
Yeah. It's pretty good rewatching those things in like 4K versions. Like Fast and Furious 1, whatever they
that's
did
the
to
only
the...
one I've seen. Yeah.
Oh, they're all so good. Fast and
Tokyo
Furious
Drift
1
is the best one.
It is the best. Well, I'm very excited to finally get to it. Paul Walker, his eyes are so fucking blue. He may as well be like a White Walker in Game of Thrones. They're so fucking blue. Like, you can dive into them. It's just gorgeous. I'm not going to lie. It's just incredible.
I mean, his eyes are so blue.
God. So, yeah, the Series X, does everything for me. And, the backwards compatibility. Mm-hmm. Right. I made a joke picture where I put in... Godfall. That's the shitty 360 game, right?
Yeah.
No, that's the new one that came out.
Yeah, that's the new one. What's the equivalent to the 360 that got banned and they had to buy back the discs to burn them or some shit because they stole code?
Too Human.
Yeah.
Plugged that into the Series X and just needed a patch and I could play it if I wanted to. Did that joke picture. That was good.
Blat, blat, blat.
I totally forgot to mention that I spent more than I would have, more than buying a new console to upgrade all this stuff. So,
oh yeah,
that was a smart idea for you.
there's pros and cons. Like, for example, you're probably going to be future-proofed with slightly higher frame rates. Your ray tracing's going to be able to run high. Your ray tracing's probably going to be able to run better. And stuff like that. But, the Series X has VRR, variable refresh rate. It can push out, 4K 120 if it needs to. If it doesn't do the 120, the VRR comes in. I was mentioning to Albie yesterday, I think, or maybe it was Popcans too. I don't know, but I prefer playing Rocket League on Series X than my PC. I knew I had a frame counter on Rocket League, which was, over the hundreds, and I don't think it's happening on the Series X, but that VRR and the 4K HDR, the HDR specifically it's pushing out, just makes it look so much better and way smoother and nicer to play. It's weird.
I had to play a game of Rocket League at 60 FPS on a non-variable monitor because my monitor, my main one, just kind of disconnected for a second in the middle of a game. Whoa. So my game switched over to my other 27, which is just a 60 hertz IPS whatever,
right?
And I had to play it at 60 FPS and it was fucking terrible. It just felt awful going from a G-Sync on at 150 FPS. Everything's buttery smooth, and then going to that I was just like, oh my god. It's I feel elitist, but this is legitimately bad compared to. It was. I'm still shitty at Rocket League.
I think we all are.
Oh, it doesn't really improve my gameplay in any way, but it makes those animated decal skins look that much better with the HDR. So that's the biggest benefit. So I wanted to get a future game, quote-unquote future game, so I bought Watch Dogs Legion, and oh boy, that game rubs me the wrong way. So I'm going to go in a little bit because I'm pretty sure I'll be talked about it previously, but like Watch Dogs 2 struck the perfect balance of like kind of hipstery, kind of bro-y like talk, dialogue, and like storyline that Jake probably knows as well. And like it's just a bit too much in Watch Dogs Legion. It's way too
much. Yeah, they straddle the line pretty well in 2. Like I think a lot of people had the same reaction. They were like, I thought these characters are going to be real fucking terrible at the very beginning. And then I was like, you know what? These characters are all right.
They're kind of like hipster West Coast techs, but whatever. But they're fine. They fit into that role.
Yeah.
Over here, it's like fucking terrible British accents, terrible like South Londoners, like always constantly saying fuck, like fuck Albion, like fuck the Albion, let's fuck shit up. Like everyone is like super renegade. And it's just so bad.
Cringy.
Everybody's got so a super sick stunner that they can do. I saw that. I saw that video of the old lady stepping in,
nice,
giving a stone cold stunner to a cop or something.
You know, you got to do something. I guess if you're gonna have a move, the stone cold stunner is one of the
like
moves
she does.
You
she
do.
Like kicks him in the stomach before too.
Perfect. Pretty good. Wrestling infects everything.
Yeah.
And like the plot stuff is okay. I haven't got very far. The map is kind of fun, but there's like weird bits that are just like missing. Like, I don't know if this is a thing that Americans have found with like all their game worlds of like, I know the street, but this is like way short and way condensed. Like this is 3 stores long when it should be like 20 or something like that. This is the first time London's like been in an actual game world, so it's fine. It's fun to actually see this shit for once. And like one of the most notorious things is like if you go to the British Museum in this game, that road is not fucking 4 lanes wide. I can tell you it's like 1.5, and there's cars parked both sides of that fucking road, so cars barely get through that fucking thing. Like, there are some weird fucking liberties taken in this game to, I think, just make it playable or make it, like, look nicer.
I could see that, yeah. There's definitely moments, like, there's just weird things with, like, the traffic and stuff, I think, too, where it's like, it's like, sometimes it's like, okay, this is definitely a one-way street, actually, but here comes this car up the other side. All right, here we go. It's just,
yeah.
And then just, did you get the unlocked characters or whatever? Like the special day one, whatever characters or whatever?
No, I bought this later. So
I got those. They're just so, you should look them up because they're just, they're dressed like they're from Cyberpunk. They look like they got like halos on, like electric glowing halos, and then like they'll just randomly show up in missions, and it's like the most inconspicuous guy hops out of a car to hand you something or something like that, and then drives away. It's wonderful. That's the best part of that game. It's just very strange.
I got so if you clear center of London, you get like a bee suit person who can, like, channel digital bees or some shit to attack. Or distract. Like, yeah, that is in the game. It's weird. But, like, it looks really nice, because the ray tracing is in the Series X version, and it does look really nice. It's exactly what Mary was saying earlier of, like, I'm looking at this window, and, like, I can see myself and, like, things going past, or like not even just windows, just like glass in general. You like walk across a car and you can see like shit reflected, just a puddle on the road, and you can totally see other stuff reflected through that puddle, like a lamp post or some shit. It's weird. I didn't think ray tracing would have done what it did, but it does actually immerse you in the world a lot more than I assumed it ever would.
Yeah, it's weird how it does just make stuff look a little bit more realistic. Like, you don't realize it, but especially if you can turn it off and on, like, you definitely notice.
Something it's you still, think so minor.
Yeah, it's not as crazy as like frame rate still, I would say, but it definitely helps. It looks very nice. And I think with Cyberpunk, it ought to show up very nicely too because of all the use of like neon and shadow. I hope it makes a huge difference.
I found the character. I will be linking the character momentarily. Boop. Yeah, it's such a weird thing because it's like, and I think somebody said this when I was streaming this. But like, it tries to be this blend of like 007 secret agent stuff, but then also be this like, we're a bunch of punks, anarchists kind of thing. And it just, I don't know, it doesn't blend well. It doesn't blend. I'll just say that. At least for me.
Also, like, what with the way the character system works, like, there aren't that many, like, real actual characters in the game either. Like, they're just generated, so I can see the story not being very consistent.
And you end up with, like, I don't know. And you end up with just characters that you don't like at a certain point. Like, they just end up... Like, my main character I selected at the beginning, I just had her killed at some point. I just killed her. Because it was just like, she's just... Doesn't do anything for me character-wise. There's just nothing there.
Wow, that's harsh.
And, well, you know, gotta die for the cause. And then I selected a different guy. So, worked out. It's just, I don't know. It's a very strange... It's a game that I felt like could use some more time in the oven. That's at least for me. I can talk about something else, though. While we await the return of DJ. Let me talk to you all about Dragon Quest XI.
Okay, sure.
You talked about... I didn't realize...
I beat that game.
And I spoke to... I think me and Jake, we talked about this last week, but like, Dragon Quest is such a bigger deal in Japan than I thought it was. And the Yakuza and stuff, like, it's such a big, like, it's almost like a cultural touchstone, something like a Star Wars would be.
Definitely is, yeah.
And it's like, oh shit. Okay, and then it finally comes out on Game Pass this week, Dragon Quest XI, and I'm enjoying it so far.
Dragon Quest XI-S, excuse me, it's a different game, technically, than what I played, so.
Okay.
It has orchestrated music.
It does have orchestrated music.
It has Japanese voice acting, which wasn't in the original release. It has the whole 3DS game basically put into the game.
Yep.
Which is why if I had more time, I would totally go back to this and start over and try and play it, but I don't, so.
Really?
They didn't have... tell me about it.
They didn't have Japanese voice lines, huh?
No. Huh. The original Japanese release of Dragon Quest XI had no voice acting whatsoever. Like, those games traditionally don't have voice acting. Huh. They just have the beep, 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 beep. Like, they have the simulated, like this dude like is Animal a big Crossing soldier guy. Yeah, no, it's more like... No, it's just like beep, 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 or... If it's you're talking to a young girl, it'd be like beep 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 beep.
Oh, but that's just, about okay. It. Yeah,
yeah, it's just modulated like pitch wise. But yeah, they've also traditionally, starting with Dragon Quest VIII, they add like British voice acting because everything's supposed to be European in that game, except when you're in fake Japan. Then but. It's all British voice acting. The Japanese voice acting seems good. So.
Yeah, so.
You playing?
Uh-huh.
What are you playing with? British or Japanese?
Japanese. Come on. Japanese. Gotta do it. I didn't even realize there was not that option. Huh.
Yeah, and the orchestrated music. People hated the non-orchestrated music and, like, made mods to put it in there.
It's so good. It is very good. The orchestrated music. It's definitely the thing that's stuck out to me the most. It's like, oh, wow, there's some really sweeping scores here at times when it's like, it's. I feel it again. I only played Dragon Quest 6, 7, one of those, but I was like, it was very like, oh, right, this is this game, right, I remember.
Was it on the DS, or what?
Oh, goodness, now you're going to make me look.
I'm sorry.
No.
It was probably Dragon Quest IX, because
that game
actually sold a whole lot, so.
Might have been nine. It was, there was like a dungeon thing? 10? Let's see.
10 was an online game that only came out in Japan.
7? I played, yes, this one. Dragon Quest 1, 2, 3, 5, 8? Dragon Quest 8. I played 8.
Okay, yeah. 8 was on the PS2.
Yeah, PS2. Originally. Yep. Yeah, with these guys, the one dude that looks like he's wearing, everybody wears that red bandana. Dragon Quest. Yeah. That was interesting.
8 was very good.
It so was. I really enjoyed 8.
This is the closest to, like, 8, basically.
Yeah, I felt that too. I was like, you know, this is, I remember some of this. Slimes. I remember slimes. Little blue guys. I remember them. Little fuzzball guys. I remember them. Quillers? Pinners? One of those. In the first cave. That big bird that attacks you. I remember that. I remember that big bird.
It's a hell of a cameo.
Yeah, it's crazy. They got a big bird to come in. Attack you, too. You'd think you'd be better on the rights management.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, it's like...
These kids are going to be disturbed by that. I just think it's a little violent for Big Bird, but who am I to say?
So where are you at in the game? Sorry to keep interrupting, but...
So, just one of the biggest things that I figured out how the character figured out who he was, and we're kind of on the road to... You know, I left town. I left my hometown.
You've barely scratched the surface.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, JRPG, yeah. What?
Takes so long.
Stuff escalates when you get to that town. You need to meet up with the king. Shit is about to pop off after that. So. Yeah,
I'm excited about that. Yeah, I've been enjoying it, though. It's not particularly the hardest game, I feel like, in the world. Like, it's kind of...
It gets hard. Oh, God. you're in the tutorial, basically, still, so...
Okay. Yeah, the music's really good. I don't know what else I could mention. I think the combat system is neat, the way it's, like, you can move around a little bit and do stuff, too, and then you attack and you open up, like
the moving around does not matter.
Not doing anything at all. Yeah, I figured.
Unlike Yakuza 7, where it actually... Like, if you're near
an item,
Yakuza 7, like, if you're near an item that you would be able to pick up, like, in the beat-em-up game, they will actually do that. Enemies can block your attacks. If you're trying to target an enemy behind another enemy, they can block you.
Yeah, they can step in if you run by them and stuff.
There are area of effect attacks that actually take that into account. In Dragon Quest XI, none of that shit matters. Like, you moving around, none of it matters whatsoever. It's just an extra camera mode that they added to the US release because they thought...
Of course.
The traditional, like, 2D static of camera view for Dragon Quest in Japan, they thought Americans would not be into that. So they added a dynamic camera.
You gotta remember, these are people playing Dragon Quest. I'm pretty sure they're probably okay with it.
That's true. I was like, okay, what if I move around behind? Maybe like he won't be able to attack me if I move around behind. Nothing.
No, none of that shit does anything.
The slime will find you.
Don't even bother. Yeah.
The slime is not fooled by your maneuver.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why they added in character control during battles because it honestly does nothing. No. So.
Because the Americans like it.
Americans like
it makes you feel like you're doing something, I guess.
Yeah, so I'm excited to play more of that. I'm only so far, but I'm enjoying what I've played so far. I wonder where it goes. I'm very excited to keep playing it. I was shocked that it came out on Game Pass.
Yeah,
shocked.
No, it seems like a smart idea for Square to put that on Game Pass anyway, because probably most people, by the time it goes off of Game Pass, will not have finished it.
Right.
So if they do want to finish it, they'll have to buy it. True. They did put out, like, 20-hour demos of that game, like, on Switch and on PC, so it also kind of makes sense, too, that they're like, hey, this is just an extra super long demo, so... But yeah, good luck trying to beat that game before it disappears.
The other thing I play was Haven?
I want to play that so bad.
That game, I am shocked. I mean, I played the demo, really enjoyed it. Didn't think it was... What's that game where you grind on rails all the time? And you're like, you're doing cool tricks and stuff? It's like a...
I can't...
Oh, are you talking about Hover?
No.
Okay. It's that Insomniac game that came out on Xbox One. Oh, Sunset Overdrive.
Overdrive. That wasn't the one I was talking about. I was talking about the other one. That's,
okay.
You're like...
Jet Set Radio?
Jet Set Radio. That game is sort of Jet Set Radio.
Why didn't you just say rollerblading game with the graffiti?
Well, listen, I can't remember. Because looking for rollerblade, I just had to go with grinding game.
that could be anything.
That could be Dragon Quest XI, to be honest. It's a little like Jet Set Radio. It's more like you're like basically the setup of the game is like you're two characters and you're just kind of gliding around these bunch of maps, like kind of building up energy on these like rails, and you have like a drift feature and stuff like that, and you have some different moves you can do to kind of build up more of the energy, and then you're kind of just going around to these almost like Splatoon, like giant vast things of like muck, and there's like these crystals in this muck, and you have to hit these crystals in like an effective way so that it removes the muck from the map.
I would say it's more like Mario Sunshine.
It's sort of like Mario Sunshine. All these references to different games probably doesn't do it justice. It's a really unique game. Like you're unlocking maps, you're getting rid of this muck stuff by grinding around, and then you go back to your base and you cook up hot meals, and then you spend time with your significant other in a...
There's also like RPG setting. Battles too.
RPG Sorry. Battles, yep. And then there's RPG battles too, which are neat because it's like it was hard on the. I really played it on keyboard and mouse, but then I changed the thing. But you're basically holding two different attacks at the same time. So on the keyboard, it was like one attack was A and one attack was L. So they're on opposite sides of it, and you have to hold them both at the same time to charge up this attack and stuff like that. Kind of do like a almost like spaghetti your fingers to choose different attacks on your keyboard, but on the mouse, but on the gamepad, I was just A and B or whatever, just like hold these two things and do this attack at the same time. It's neat though. That's a neat game. You should all check it out. It has good story.
I installed it. Yeah, the story is neat. That's what made me want to play it. Just characters in a relationship.
Yeah,
and not being weird. I don't know.
And it's very chill outside of the JRPG combat. It's very chill. It's not... You can relax. You can just glide around. You don't have to get into combat very much. You're just crafting stuff and listen to cool tunes. And that's it. It's very fun. I like that game quite a bit so far. But again, I'm early. Yeah. I could mention Spiritfarer, but the only thing I want to say about Spiritfarer is I've cried several times at Spiritfarer. That's a very sad game.
Aw.
Don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. If you're thinking about it, it just wrecks your emotions. It's like, let's just pull on every emotional cord we can possibly reach for. Every single one. And then also have a lot of crafting. Like a lot of crafting in that game. So.
Okay.
If you like crafting and emotional heart tugs, Spiritfarer might be for you. Yeah, there you go. Anybody have anything else? Anything else they want to talk about? We can move on to a little news.
I can jump back to what I was finishing off with.
Yeah, finish up.
Series X. Watch Dogs Legion. It's a piece of shit, mostly because on the Series X... I think the storyline is kind of iffy at best. Watch Dogs 2 had a much better storyline. This is almost as bad as Watch Dogs 1 storyline.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's the reason why this game is like heavily reduced in price. Biggest piece of shit reason. It's got a save bug on the Series X where I don't know. People don't know the exact reason for it, but like, say after half an hour, it just stops pinging the servers. Ubisoft servers, and you'll notice like the store won't load up, and you will notice like in the main menu, like it'll have different things saying like, hey, this update has this, or like, hey, buy this store. They'll just say like, servers are offline. And like, even if you fast travel to force an autosave, it doesn't autosave. And they specifically designed this game, and it's been weeks since it's been out, and they still have not put like a hard like save the game button. So they actively know about this and have decided like, no, the autosave's fine. I've lost like a good 6 hours of playtime in this game already. It's bad. It's real fun. I've like done missions like 5 times over.
I would want to return it at that point. That's broken.
I bought it on the Microsoft store, like, and there's like on the Series X Reddit, like, people have like been like requesting returns for like quite a while in game time, and like Microsoft's just going, yeah, fine, because it's real fucked up, kind of bad.
I can see that.
That's terrible. I had no idea, man.
Yeah, it's real bad. On PC, it's probably fine. I don't know. Even PS5, I think it's fine. I think it's just a Series X specific thing. It's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Don't buy that game. Ubisoft. Yeah. Don't buy Watch Dogs Legion. Buy Valhalla if you have to. Yeah,
it's all right.
Valhalla's and like fun. Even Immortals Fenyx Rising. People like that game, so yeah. Buy that. What else have I done? Tetris Effect Connector, not Tetris Connected Effect. Played that on Series X because it's got Series X upgrades. That means it's like 4K 60, might be more than 60. Has HDR. It looks real fucking nice on this OLED. Like, it looks really, really cool. Like, when the blacks are black and like the stuff really slowly kicks in as you're playing that game. It looks cool. That being said, I'm still on the side of Jake, and like it's fucking Tetris with some fun music. I'll play through the game to see all the different like effects, but it's fucking Tetris.
you see most of them by like,
oh really?
I don't know. I felt like I'd seen most of them by like halfway through the story mode.
Wow, okay. Well, I'm about halfway, so we'll see. We'll see.
Story mode. Quote.
You should try to finish it. It's a fun game.
I'll finish it. I like the way it plays and stuff, but it's not Game of the Year material. That said, if they do a PS5 update with the controller and like implement the controller well, like holy shit, that has potential to be like amazing. Because, like, I can feel the rumbles, like, quite well with the Series X thing, like, rumble triggers and stuff. If they can, like, figure out how to make the DualSense, like, feel the hard drop or, like, the soft drop of the Tetris going down, or, like, feel the rumble make a Tetris rotate. Like, you can actually feel the thing rotate in your hand. Huh. Like, that'd be pretty fucking cool.
That would be neat, yeah.
Yeah. Or when it adapts to the music, like that's all I have to really say about Tetris Effect Connected. Looks real fucking cool. It's Tetris. Rory McIlroy PGA Tour. This is on EA Pass. It's the last Tiger Woods PGA Tour they had, but Tiger had his like a drunken flirtatious period, so they went to Rory McIlroy.
Wow, really?
yeah. Remember when?
Yeah, I know.
Tiger had to step aside. Yeah.
But Rory McIlroy. Yeah.
He was the future at the time, and then like he just fucking
the forgotten McIlroy brother
failed.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Exactly. This game is fine. It's not great. It seems like it's better than when I first saw the quick look, because when it first came out, it seemed like some hot garbage. There's some added bits to it. It definitely seems like it's way pared down to the other Tiger Woods games. There were just more players, lots more courses in the previous games. And like, it's not like there's a graphical or like a future gen hardware system to render the courses. It looks like kind of the same. So I don't know. It just looks like it's lesser of Tiger Woods. There's no fucking Augusta National. There's no Masters course. What? So already, what? Like, it's 3 out of 10. Yeah.
How could you not put Augusta? That's like the course.
Exactly. It's the course.
It is the course.
Exactly. They probably had to pay to license it or something and didn't bother.
There was a specific, like, I think it was Tiger Woods 2015 or something like that. Probably 2005, because I don't think they've even done a 2015. That was like the Masters Tiger Woods. Like, it was the one that when they got the one.
The one? Oh.
The one. Here's my quick hot segue, because I don't think any of you care about Rory McIlroy PGA Tour. The one, NBA Live 19.
Oh, no.
Also on EA Pass. My favorite NBA game.
Wow.
My favorite basketball game.
Wow. What do you like about it?
It's not pretentious like NBA 2K, because NBA 2K kind of like plays a little slow.
Huh.
If you feel what I mean.
Right. I could see what you're saying.
It's got like a steep learning curve, because it's really simmy, and like you gotta like know exactly when to like let go of the shoot button per person, or like where shooting is, like running around the course of the field,
hot spots and stuff like that. Of course,
like that. NBA Live 19 is just slightly simmier. Even like on defense, it'll tell you where to go. Like on offense, like it'll have play calling already lined up. So it'll like tell you like, hey, sit here because you're the big man that sits under the rim. Now run here and set up a screen. It actually tells you what to do on course. It's slightly arcadey, so like shooting is better. It doesn't look as good as 2K, but fucking... the overall package I've found to be so much nicer than the 2K. There's a lot like less, there's less storyline, which to be honest, the 2K storylines were like kind of weird and stupid anyway. I'd so rather not have them. And like it's filled with separate things of like, you can do league, you can do the league, you can get drafted and play the league, or you can have like online your court battles, where like you get to customize your court. So I've currently got a black, yellow, and hot pink court design, and right in the middle, there's a fucking wild ass unicorn, pink unicorn.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So no one better step on my fucking turf. I like NBA Live 19.
That's cool.
It's really cool. I keep playing on it. It's fun. The other thing with Series X, why I went for it, is it has the quick resume system. You probably know that, but it's where it has save states of games, so like three or so games. So if you go back to a game, it'll be there. And it's fucking perfect. Like, I can pause the basketball game, watch Sky cable system, so watch some TV, go back to it, it's right there. I can turn on Rocket League, it's right there in the menus waiting for me. It doesn't have to reload through everything. Like, it's really helpful, quick resume.
Just posted a picture of a dabbing Squidward court. Just wanted to let everybody know. Just doing a little dab.
Just doing a little dab.
There's a goal animation. There's a goal animation in Rocket League where the Grim Reaper comes out and then dabs. And I hate it.
It's pretty bad, but also pretty good.
Should make that the podcast image. You
like
bet.
That one.
You bet. That's gonna be the podcast. You got a crying Jordan meme in it. You got Cam Newton doing a dance. It's a wonderful
thing.
That's
a very good court.
It's a wonderful court. It's great. Why can't the actual NBA have that court? I want to see my Nuggets play on that. That's what I want to see. I mean, you would have to draw some 3-point line or whatever, but I could do that. Why not?
Yep.
That's cool.
But yeah, I also remember NBA, like, I don't know if the servers are up, but NBA at like most of the other games like UFC have that like game face.
Oh no.
Shit.
Yeah.
I haven't got around to do it, but I might try and set it up at some point.
It's one of the greatest things.
But that's also very good.
You should make the baby a player.
Yeah! There you go. My goodness, that's a good idea.
That's very good. Last thing, I'm also playing Yes, Your Grace, because I
saw that
Giant Bomb Quick Look by Vinny Calavera. Caballero.
Yep. It's in video games now. Working for Giant Bomb, probably enough.
Yep. Is he in New York? I don't know. Where was he? Chicago? I'm fine. Yes, Your Grace. Pretty good game, especially with a kid, because there's no time issue with it. It's just a case of, like, very pixely, you're, like, a king of kind of a rundown, like, you don't have much money, but you're still a king of this, like, land area.
A petty king, if you will.
Yeah, and you fuck up and get held by knife point by some, like, barbarians, and you promise your, like, firstborn daughter to them. And now the barbarian has come due for, like, your daughter. So in, like, a turn of, like, defense, you try and, like, get an army from another king and give away that daughter with the hope that, like, oh, she's taken now, so fuck you, barbarian, you can't have her. But at like, the wedding, the king gets poisoned and killed. And then the son takes over kinship of the father and kind of hates you, so takes the army away, and you have to prove that it wasn't you to defend against the barbarians that are coming to take over your land. And it's a weekly thing. It's very management of, like, gold and resources, as well as, like, sending info, sending pigeons for allies to try and make partnerships, as well as, like... So, for example, one of the first things to make partnership is, like, Lord Etten is all up in the dust. He's selling some fun dust to clergymen.
Fun dust,
yeah, to clergymen.
They're like fun dip, and, like, come with a stick.
Yeah.
Kinda, yeah. And, like, there's rumors of, like, if you have too much dust, you'll go crazy and, like, it could kill you. But, like, it's just some fun dust, man, and
just
you can make a profit. And then, like, another lord comes up to you and says, like, we gotta stop this dust trade. And, like, you have to choose between the two lords of, like, do you want to partake in the dust system, or
the dust lord?
Do you want to be the dust lord?
Let the dust flow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's lots of different, like, little things, separate things you can do while the other story is still playing out. I kind of like Yes, Your Grace. I don't think it's too much time involvement. So
it looked neat. Yeah,
if you have, like, time, yeah, you can totally play through it.
Yeah. That looks like a cool game. I remember seeing that. I gotta get around to that. That looked neat.
Yeah. And then, like, I've got Forza Horizon 4 installed. It looks really fucking nice. The anime ladies on my cars really fucking pop. The best upgrade, the Series X, is... I don't know if you guys played Horizon... You guys played Horizon 4 on PC. You know how, like, slow those menus can take, especially looking through liveries? It's fucking instant. On the Series X.
Oh.
Like, you can just pop through all of them. So I can find anime within, like, 10 seconds compared to, like, the minute load time it used to be. It's very good.
You can find the anime you want in seconds.
Time to waifu has increased tenfold.
Forza Horizon 4 waifu percent?
Right, yeah.
That'd be great. Time to waifu is a great stat for a new console.
Yeah,
have to compare them. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Huh. So yeah, like, overall, like, I really like the Series X.
Cool.
I don't care too much that there's pretty much no fucking games for it. There's all the Game Pass games and, like, my whole 360 collection to play through. And, like, I went to like my GameStop equivalent a couple days ago and like just bought all the Xbox One Call of Duties for like £2 each that I never got around to. So like, yeah, all those games are still super cheap right now and I can just buy a bunch if I need to. Because backwards compatibility, thank God, is finally in effect from the last gen and this gen.
Cool. That's neat.
So have you vaped into it yet?
No. I need to get a vape system. Maybe I can just create some steam with a steamer.
Okay, that's great. I love that vaping is the Xbox thing. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Yep. Love it.
Vaping and Xbox, and name a more iconic duo. But yeah, like the reason I got it is also I've got this LG B9 OLED. It does what you need next-gen consoles to do, 4K, 120Hz, VRR is the key thing. It's an OLED, so blacks are black. If you have the money, I would suggest you wait, you look for deals and do what Mary did. If you don't have the money to get like an OLED, which is a £1,000 investment right now anyway, spend that money on a 1440p 120Hz monitor and GPU and all those upgrades instead. I would suggest that.
And just get a TCL TV because they're fine.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking I'm going to do is just get some kind of, I don't know, $200 kind of TCL thing. Just roll with it. That's all we need.
Yeah.
I'm rocking a Samsung 42-inch plasma screen from like 2011.
Whoa. Nice. So yeah, like I think in the future, like people should upgrade, but you don't need to yet, especially if you don't have the screen to push the fucking console.
Sure, yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. Oh. With that, want to move on to news? Anything else?
Yeah, sure.
News? Let's talk about a little Metal Gear Solid. I guess Oscar Isaacs is going to star as the Snake in Metal Gear Solid. The movie. The video game. The movie. Yeah.
Does anybody care about this?
I kind of
do also.
Like, I'll watch it.
I mean, DJ Claire does it. He just left. He was like, I'm done.
Yeah, he's like, fuck this.
Oscar Isaacs. Fuck that guy. I'm out.
I'm just curious what exactly what they will adapt to make a Metal Gear Solid film. Like, are they going to use like the story of the first game? Are they going like the first PlayStation game? I guess not the first game, but yeah, are they gonna make something new? Like, I'm just curious what they're going to do. Because I know the original English voice actor for Solid Snake, he is also a script writer. He wrote the script for X-Men 2, and he talked about how he had written a Metal Gear Solid script, and they're not using that, but I don't know. I've been curious about that movie, like, ever since they announced it, like, more than 10 years ago, I think. So, it's just crazy that they're actually supposedly about to start filming this thing, finally.
That's crazy. I mean, yeah, once you task a name like Oscar Isaacs, like, you're gonna, I think things move then, right? Once you have your Snake, things are gonna move in a direction, I assume. I think you do Snake Eater. I think you just do Snake Eater. You do sort of this gritty, kind of weird, covert ops kind of movie. You know, him eating some snakes, jungle, that kind of thing. I think that's probably the easiest way to do it, don't you?
I think they're probably just going to adapt the first PlayStation game because it's like a compact story.
I guess so.
I wouldn't be surprised if they like got rid of the whole, well,
who's,
if you're going to have, oh, go ahead.
Who's the fucker that tells you to plug your controller in the
Psycho
PS2?
Mantis?
You think they're going to have Psycho Mantis?
Yes, yeah, because nice. I think that would be the big turning point of the movie, like, to show, like, hey, shit is actually crazy. Like, here's a guy with telepathic powers and crap. And so that way you could set up the whole Liquid Snake thing and by the time you get to Psycho Mantis, you're like, okay, this movie's actually weird. So the whole genetic clone thing isn't that insane anymore.
Just keep going crazier every minute. But what's the thing you do, right? Like, you probably have to have some kind of bit for your Psycho Mantis bit. You're not going to be able to unplug the controller thing. What's your movie telling thing? What's your
maybe?
I was gonna guess like some kind of fourth wall breaking, like some reference to the actual video games. Like he'll make some like he'll do the alert sound like of a guard or some bullshit. I don't know.
In the cinema, they make one of the fucking popcorn makers go into the cinema and just like quickly turn the lights on and off a couple times. Just like in the contract, whenever the movie gets played, someone has to fucking turn the lights on and off at this given scene.
I don't know if that would work really well in the US after we've had like.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't think that would play well over here.
No, probably not.
Messing with real life theaters.
Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, don't do that. I don't know. I was thinking like you could do, I guess, I don't know, you could do like a dress somebody up as Psycho Mantis for the premiere and have him in the crowd and then stand up and then like have it part of the
that
movie.
That is way too much.
It's very lame. I love it.
It's going to be some dumb, like, fourth wall joke.
Yeah.
Like, tossed off. Yeah, and that's going to be it, probably. He's going to reference some stupid Metal Gear meme.
I hacked your phone. Looks like you like to play Ridge Racer.
It's going to be easy.
It's just
going to
be some throwaway shit like that. You're overthinking it.
I hear you like that. Fortnite.
Says here you play a lot of Candy Crush.
It's probably the most likely thing, though, Candy Crush. That's probably the one you would grab.
Does anyone know a Gareth? Gareth.
It just becomes a magic.
I'm hearing a
magician act. All right, here we go. Is there a Bethany in the crowd? Starts with a B.
Looking at this article that talked about Oscar Isaac being made with this movie, the script is written by Derek Connolly, who did the script for Jurassic World, Detective Pikachu, Star Wars Episode 9. I'm guessing he like worked on it.
That's the worst movie he's done.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that had like 10 writers working on that movie.
Probably more like 20 or 30, but yeah.
Yeah, really. But yeah, if he did Detective Pikachu,
I trust him.
Yeah, that was a video game adaptation that wasn't total garbage.
And X-Men 2 is all right.
Except for if he wrote the whole story with the whole plot line with the villain and the people being turned into Pokemon, maybe. I hope it doesn't.
If that's the Metal Gear Solid movie? Everyone got turned into Pokemon. There you go. There's the movie.
Sure.
And Snake Eater just turned to the man eating Ekans, you know? Just eating an Ekans out in the woods. It's great. Video games. Yeah, I'll see what the hell that is. There's been a lot of bad video game movies, like...
I mean, that game was almost a movie, so you would think it would turn into an action movie pretty easily.
Oh, speaking of bad movies, hey everybody, you see that Monster Hunter World movie? I guess it's getting review bombed on Steam.
It's only out in China, I think, right now. And
not anymore.
It got pulled from theaters because there was an attempt at a joke that fell flat. And apparently the joke was not accurately translated. So it got through Chinese censors. But then people realized what was actually happening in the movie. And they got very upset about it.
Like you do.
You should watch that trailer for that movie. I think that movie's just bad. The movie just might be bad. But yeah,
Monster Hunter movie is bad?
What? Okay.
Well, it was made by the guy who did all those live-action Resident Evil movies, so it's not...
I was going to say, those weren't great either.
Hey, what...
But yeah.
What if the U.S. Army was in a desert? And then what if they found a portal to another world, to a monster hunter?
Oh, I've seen this as Transformers.
Like, it's the anime gate.
Yeah, anime gate.
Oh, my God.
It is.
I can't believe I watched that entire season.
I'm sorry.
There was a point where a friend of the show and I were watching that, and we were like, how many episodes are left in this? And we were just over halfway through it, and we're like, we got to fucking finish it now. It's like, we're in this deep.
My goodness, Gate.
I bet Gate was better than this
The
movie,
premise was know? Good. Like, exactly. I liked the idea, and then it just got a little weird.
Uh-huh. That's anime.
It was a little too anime for me. I'm glad it was only like 26 episodes.
I'm glad for you that it was only 26 episodes. That's usually a type of show that goes on for 3 seasons or something like that.
Yeah.
That's usually something you get trapped in.
Ain't no one got time to be watching 6,000 episodes of Bleach.
That's true. That's funny.
But yeah, they tried to edit the movie and take out that joke that references the Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees, look at these.
That's
line.
What the
that's the lie, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it
is. Take it
Who
in.
Thought that was a good idea?
Juvenile. Yeah. Paul W.S. Anderson, who makes bad movies, I guess thought it was a good idea. They tried to edit it out. Well, the soldier who was making a reference to it was supposed to be, like, Chinese, so he was, like, joking about it, like, taking it back kind of type thing. But I think, even so, like, no, just don't. Yeah.
Now you go on Steam for Monster Hunter World, and you just get you see a bunch of things about knees, and in the reviews, just lots of, that's the only English word they use is knees, and it's like, okay, great, I think I get what you're saying.
But yeah, like, people did not appreciate that. They tried to edit out the joke, and it's did not get approved. Again, people are just too mad. So yeah, they fucked up. No money from China, which I'm sure they were depending on for this movie. And yeah, they made people so mad that they are review bombing Monster Hunter World, which had a tie-in with the live-action movie. Like, they have special guest characters in that game a lot, and they had
Mila Jovovich?
Yeah, however you say it. Yeah. They had her in the game, cool. And that made people even more mad. Great. So there you go.
Good stuff. Anger. It's what's for dinner. That's great. Speaking of, I guess, anger? Speaking of anger? Casey Hudson and Mark, oh boy, Dahar have left BioWare.
I would say it's Dara.
Dahar. Yeah.
This doesn't surprise me.
No. But also, it was only a couple months ago they were talking about, we're so excited to be working on Dragon Age, we're here, everything's going great, and now
things are not going great, it would seem.
Things went bad fast, it would appear. I think Casey Hudson, he's good, like, he's a solid voice on that team, but I also think I don't like a lot of his design choices, but still, like, it's not a great look for a studio that's already been struggling a little bit to come out and lose two of their big guys, two of their big creative directors.
Yeah, like, Casey Hudson had already left, and he came back to try and, like, fix up BioWare, and that's not good that he's left before they've put out another
He
new
just
game.
Shows up, he tries for, like, a week, and he's just like, you guys are fucked. Like, this is beyond yeah. This is, I cannot help you.
I don't know how things got this crazy in the time that I left, but it's bad around here. Y'all messed this up. I'm out.
He had to go back to his home planet.
I wish you all the good luck in your future endeavors.
Yeah.
This fucking bitch. Yeah.
So yeah, that's not great.
No. Love that he just ducks out. He's just like, I'm out. Thanks.
And in his leaving note, Hudson said that he didn't know what he was going to do next. So it's not like he had another opportunity somewhere else and was leaving.
He was just done. Reason. He's like, oh, fuck so, this.
Yeah.
I'm out. So, I'm out.
I'm just going to be done with games now. The experience was so bad. I'm just done completely. I'm gone.
Anthem is unsavable, so but you're not ready to have that conversation yet.
Well, speaking of Anthem, that the head of BioWare Austin, which has been in charge of fixing up Anthem, and also that hasn't happened yet, but the head of BioWare Austin, the studio director, is now taking over on Dragon Age as executive producer. Uh-oh. So, yeah, so I feel bad for the people at BioWare Austin. Like, they were just in charge of the Star Wars MMO, and now they're, like, they're being damage tapped control, to try and, fix everything wrong with BioWare, which I feel bad for them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, are they going to stop developing stuff for SWTOR? Because I feel like it was just like, I don't know, a couple of years ago, even developing new stuff for that. So I feel like they're going to be all hands on deck for the next, like, I don't know, 10 years trying to get this ship back on the road. So good luck. Good luck to them.
I wonder if that update for Anthem that they promised is ever going to come out. I would say don't fucking bother at this point.
Let it sink.
Who cares? Yeah.
Focus on Mass Effect. And focus on Dragon Age.
Dragon Age, yeah.
Let the it games sink.
That are coming out.
Let's focus. Yeah. It's like they're making another Mass Effect game. Can I kill it again? Can I kill it a second time? Is that a thing that can happen?
I mean, people are going to buy this remaster collection, so.
If they, yeah. if it was, just trying. I to- wish it was a re, like a remake. Like if they remade the first one. Using like more modern shit, I would buy that. But if they're just uprising for like a PC version, fuck that. I'm buying.
I think there are some minor gameplay changes they are putting in the first game, especially, but I don't think it's a ton. I don't think it's a total redo like you would want.
I haven't really talked about it much. I think you might hear something about that at Game Awards. They were seemingly hinting at some information about Dragon Age there too, so. Which.
Yeah, I'm interested to see. That Dragon Age game has had a very tortured development, and they have been switching focus on it a lot. So, yeah, I wonder how that game will actually turn out.
Here's my hot prediction for that stuff we'll see at the Game Awards. It's going to be a person in a chair. They're going to be talking about the vision.
They're going to show some concept art.
They're
going to
show a couple concept art.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the elusive man. The guy in a chair. Okay.
The elusive man is. That would be actually really good.
Right, tell me a story about how the elusive man came to be and how that whole company started. That'd be cool.
There you go.
Like, yeah, give me a game between neat. 1 and 2.
Sure. The elusive man doing elusive man things. Sure.
Yeah, like you could totally have a thing about Spectre starting up. That would be pretty interesting.
You could also make the elusive man,
or just make a game about Garrus.
That too, yeah. Okay. As long as I can bone him again.
Whoa!
Holodeck.
Whoa!
Oh, I'm sorry, romance, because that's the term we have to use for some stupid reason, and is now in Cyberpunk
Don't
as
worry.
Well. You romance characters.
I mean, there's so much I could say about that Cyberpunk. We're going to keep it family friendly for the kids on this one. Don't want to go into some of the things I've heard about that, but
we'll talk about it next week, I'm assuming.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be fun. All right. I don't know. Do you want to talk about this Nintendo? I guess the Nintendo hacker.
I just brought it up because I remember talking about the Nintendo leak and this hacker, and I was one of the few people with this story to actually mention like why he got arrested. And it wasn't so much the Nintendo leak. It was the folder of, quote, bad stuff he had on his computer.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yep, that'll do it.
Yeah.
There you go. The bad stuff folder. Yeah. Make sure you label it the bad stuff folder, too. Just so nobody would get it. There's no misunderstanding. Bad stuff, really? Huh? Yeah.
But yeah, like when this story was originally reported, they would be like, oh, he hacked into Nintendo servers on the IQ in like China and blah, blah, blah. That's how they got a lot of shit out of there. But they didn't mention that he also had a lot of child porn.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. So yeah, just follow up on that story. So
yikes.
That's also about it. Hernandez will pay $259,323 in restitution to Nintendo. That'll probably get dropped down. That's probably just a, like, one of those, like, hey, don't do this shit because you get to pay big company big, massive amounts of money. But he probably has, like, 30 grand to his name. Right. So, yeah. He's bankrupt now. So, and he's now a sex offender and probably won't be able to get a job again.
Right. Holy shit. Also, that's an oddly specific amount of money.
It's a weird number. Right, I don't know where they exactly got that.
How they calculate it,
Anyway. Yeah.
I wonder if it was, like, originally a yen number.
Oh, I never thought of
that. And then, like, it just defaults to $323.
Could see that.
10 billion yen. I don't know.
10 billion? What's 10 billion yen?
Fucking at it.
10 billion yen. Oh my god. 95,951,000 dollars and 0 cents.
259,323 US dollars is roughly 27,127,161 Japanese yen. So probably around 27 million, and the exchange rates fluctuated.
Huh. Okay. All right.
Well, it was a U.S. court, so I don't know.
Yeah, you know. Maybe they were just like, fuck it, I want 323 extra dollars.
Okay. And with that, I think that's all the news. Anything else? Anyone else have anything else they want to talk about?
No, I gotta go. I need to bathe my dirty ass baby.
Yeah, we bathed us and we need
bathe
to...
Bathe that dirty baby. Okay, we'll end the podcast there. I'm gonna be playing the Nomad in Cyberpunk, so look forward to that. Might try to stream some of that at some point. Be on the road. The Nomad. It's me, the Nomad. Albie. You know. We thank you for watching. Rams of Baghdad, episode 217. At Rams Bag. Is that Twitter account? RamsBag@gmail.com. You can send questions. Yeah. We'll catch you next time. Anyone else? None?
Nope. You nailed it.
Nope.
None? Everything's
no,
good?
No.
Twitch? Twitch? We try to do Twitch on Sundays?
Where are you listening? Yep.
Sometimes. Eastern? Sometimes? Maybe. If I'm not eating pizza. Got some really good pizza this week. It's delicious.
I'm hungry. I haven't eaten anything yet today, so please don't.
And with that, we wish you a happy holidays. A happy holidays.
Yeah.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.